to Babes in Voiceland. We're so glad you're here. Get ready for a great show.
Hey, you know, we're back and joined again by John Duck, the one, the only.
Yeah, quick, get the for sale sign.
We got a duck in the hen house. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Chicks so, and a duck.
Let's talk about cologne.
Cologne?
Let's talk about cologne. Aftershave cologne, eau de toilette, whatever you want to call it.
I've heard of that before.
When is it too much?
Oh.
Well.
You go to Malibu and everybody complains, well, man, your cologne's too loud. You know, the first thing I ask them, well, you know, what happened to smell good? I mean, you know. What's the matter with smell good? I mean,
okay, well, I had a guy that used to work for me whose cologne used to arrive in the office 10 minutes before he did. Because he would wear that much of it. There were like three barriers between the employee parking lot and our shop, and I smelled him before he got to the third barrier. It was insane.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I wear cologne every single day, but I don't think it arrives 10 minutes before I do.
If it knocked out a little underarm deodorant and some aftershave. The guy that used to deliver cologne. Sparklets water reminds me of him. You can smell him before he got out of the truck. I mean, come in, and I asked him what it was because it smelled great. He said, Polo, I believe is what
Oh my, Ralph Lauren Polo.
What's everybody's favorite cologne? Diana, what's yours?
Oh, this is funny. This is a throwback. First of all, I love Obsession. That's my perfume for when I get dressed up and go out. Uh-huh. But my everyday go-to cologne I have been wearing since I was in my teens, and it's called Ciara. C-I-A-R-A.
Oh, yeah.
I love that stuff. I've been wearing it since I was 16, 17 years old, and it's my go-to. Spritz it, and out the door I go.
Wow.
Terry? Isn't that funny?
I'm not really a big cologne person, and my husband's got the stuff that he likes, and talk about arriving before... They do? No, it lingers after he leaves. I get up in the morning and he's gone and I'm like, oh, man.
Something to remember him by.
Dave's been here.
Okay, so Beth, you were sharing a really funny anecdote with us earlier.
Yes, I must tell you, when my Aunt Ethel was alive, you know, when she got older, I was taking care of her. So every time she'd get out of the bathtub, she'd do her cologne. So I see squirt, 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 squirt. I'm like, you know what? That's a lot of squirts. And she looked at me and went, for the benefit of others.
Oh, God bless her.
So I lost count, but it was a lot of squirts.
Do you have a favorite?
You know what? I have a few favorites. Okay. I love White Diamonds.
Okay.
Lierre du Temps by Nina Ricci.
Mm-hmm.
I like Cool Water,
mm-hmm.
and I do love Heaven Scent.
Oh, well, there
but
you go.
But you have to get it online. There's a company, fragrance.net, that really has some pretty good prices. But Heaven Scent, you can't get it in the stores anymore. So it's kind of hard to find.
Yeah. I find Ciara, believe it or not, at Walgreens.
Walgreens?
Walgreens. My son, Matt, knows it's my favorite go-to cologne. And 1 year for Christmas, he got me a gift set because he's a thoughtful kid. And it was Ciara.
But you know what? Some of those colognes, you can't find them anymore.
I know. Some of them are getting hard to find. But some of my Saturday night stuff would be
what do you like?
British Sterling.
Oh, that's my favorite.
I always got lucky with that. JD's.
British
English
Sterling
leather,
is my favorite guy's cologne in the whole world.
Yeah, that's what
okay. I got to tell you a funny story.
Wear it next time, John.
My husband's ex-wife.
Y'all got something going here.
My husband's ex-wife. We've been together for almost 40 years now, but his ex-wife knew that he hated Brut. He hated the smell of Brut aftershave.
So she'd buy it for him.
So every year for Christmas when their kids were little, she would make sure that one of the kids would buy him a bottle of Brut cologne for Christmas.
Why?
Because she was just
by Fabergé.
She's mean.
Do you remember High Karate cologne? Do you remember those
commercials?
Do you remember Trouble? Trouble was really good. I liked Trouble.
Trouble. You
still like Trouble.
Yeah.
You are Trouble.
I've met
John.
Trouble before. Looked just like her. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I used to like Opium. I like the smell of that.
Uh-huh.
And Cinnabar.
That's addicting.
I'll tell you what my mother loved was Estee Lauder.
Remember
Estee Lauder? And Red Door, and my grandma liked Charlie.
And then there's Jean Naughté. Remember that?
Yeah.
Jean Naughté.
Jean
Naughté. I was at John's Naughty.
Yeah. Jean Naughté.
That's what I heard.
That's a memory lane walk that we just took there with Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Remember Anjali?
No.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never, never, never let you forget you're a man because I'm a woman. Anjali.
Oh, what a great song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was, too. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Back in the day.
Well, blast from the past.
Give you the shivering fits. That was another line in that song.
What are some
Who
of
had
the...
that song?
Cowpath.
Cowpath. Cowpath. See, John Duck is with us tonight and learning how to go on the cowpath.
Well, absolutely.
Maria Maldare had the hit on that.
She did?
Yeah.
The Midnight at the Oasis chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, okay.
She had I'm a Woman.
Wow.
Okay. She did.
Very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Maria Maldare.
I think this is interesting. I don't even know what the new colognes are because I just use the same ones.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't know if people use cologne anymore. Very little, I think.
Yeah,
and I think that's why you get the comments when you're in Malibu, because people don't seem to. It's more naturel.
there's a reason why cologne was created to begin with. You guys know that, right?
There's a reason for it.
For the benefit of others.
Our series of 47 years later, Sandy Johnson's sister Janice had awakened from a coma brought on by an accident in 1970. In our last episode, Sandy took Janice for a makeover and tried to convince her newly awakened sister that she needs to remember that she's in her 60s now and not 17, and find a man appropriate for her true age. Janice just found out that Sandy is seeing someone and inferred that she just might come on to him, too.
Okay, now, really, Mark is totally off limits to you. Even though you say I stole your second grade boyfriend, can we just call a truce on this?
Yes. And I promise not to rat you out to Mom. Well, as long as you do me one favor.
What?
Ask Mark if he has a friend for me that's as great-looking as he is.
Oh, I can do that. Maybe we can double date for your first date, you know, just to help you get back in the groove again. You know, dating a guy in his 60s could be quite different than dating in high school as you remember it.
Double date? Well, that might be a good idea. Gee, a guy in his 60s. Oh, I feel like I'm going to date Dad.
Well, that is pretty funny, but if you keep thinking about Dad, it's going to gross you out when you kiss him.
Oh, I never thought of that. Holy smokes! I don't know how to handle a guy that old. Well, I mean, what if he wants to... Well, you know...
You're trying to ask me what if he wants to sleep with you?
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'll make sure Mark explains the situation and tells him he has to take things a little slow.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens. I might not want to go too slow. Hey, Sandy, I just thought of something. I'm so old that I don't have to worry about getting pregnant.
What?
Huh?
Well, Sandy certainly wasn't expecting that statement. She thought watching out for her little sister years ago was difficult, but as it turns out, keeping an eye on a teenager is a lot easier than a grown woman who thinks she's still a teenager.
Hey, Janice, good news. Although I haven't had a chance to ask Mark about setting you up, I ran into an old friend of yours at the grocery store. He recognized me and asked how you were. He's so excited that you're awake and wants to see you, so we're double dating with him.
Who is it?
He said his name was Ralph.
I don't remember a Ralph. Are you sure?
Yeah, he said Ralph. I think his last name is Peterson.
Peterson? 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 Oh my God, Ralph Peterson is Surf Dog. Are you sure? I mean, we were best buds at the beach. Well, best buds and then we all... seriously, Surf Dog? Oh God, I have to fix my hair. I have to get a new outfit. Well, I have to lose weight. I need heaven-sent cologne.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Slow down. We did all that, remember? Makeover, shopping. And you aren't fat at all. You weigh 120 pounds. Haven't sent cologne? I'll order from Amazon.
You have to get cologne from the Amazon? Well, we used to buy it at Walgreens.
Computer Amazon, not the Amazon.
Oh.
We're going out to dinner Saturday night.
Saturday night? Oh, don't let him come to the house. Mom might remember him, and that might not be so good.
Why?
Well, Mom and Dad came home one night, you know, when I was grounded, and they found us making out on the couch. Well, Mom called him a beach bum, and Dad threw him out.
Ew.
Well, why don't you pick me up, and we'll go meet him at the restaurant. Please?
Looks like Sandy found the perfect date for Janice. Mark, Sandy, and Janice drove to the restaurant to find Surf Dog already there and waiting.
There he is. That's Ralph. Hey, Ralph, we're here.
Dude, so you are. And Jan, even though it's been years, you still look like Gidget to me, baby. Ooh, is that heaven scent I smell? Reminds me of that evening at dusk under the pier. Just you and me and...
Surf Dog! I can't believe it's really you. Hey, my sister doesn't know about that night. Keep it private. Oh, it's so good to see you.
Good. It's amazing. What say we skip dinner and go to the beach? I got the shack I built. Remember you named it after the song, Our Little Sugar Shack?
Sugar Shack? I never heard any of this. No Sugar Shack. My little sister just came out of a 47-year coma, buddy. This is her first date, and we're having dinner.
Seems Sandy is a little protective after all. After they were seated, Sandy started the third degree with Surf Dog.
So, Ralph, Jan hasn't seen you since you were teenagers, and I want to know a little about you. We want to know how your life has progressed. What do you do for a living now?
Beach.
Cool.
What do you mean cool, Jan? All he said was beach.
Yeah, I know.
Beach is not a profession. What is beach?
Well, Sandy, baby, I'm a child of the beach. Surfboards, gear, snorkel stuff. My biggest love is that I'm now getting into bikinis. Gidget, you remember how I love getting into bikinis. I'm into all of them now.
Wow, Surf Dog. After dinner, can we go to the Sugar Shack?
Sure, Gidget. And I'll be the one to drive you home. Well, whenever we get there, as I've never forgotten where you live, unless, of course, you'd prefer to go home in the morning after we watch the sunrise at the beach.
Wait a minute. Jan, you said you were going to take things slow. And Ralph, just what is this Sugar Shack you're talking about?
Dude, you must have seen it near the pier, Surf Dog Sugar Shack.
Wait, that's your place? Surf Dog Sugar Shack, the largest beach shop in the United States?
Dude, 2,350 locations worldwide. And it all started that night under the pier when little Gidget here said, "Baby, you love the beach so much, you should own it."
Well, this is a twist. Turns out that Surf Dog went from beach bum to beach entrepreneur, all from Jan's suggestion years ago. I have a feeling Jan will definitely visit the Sugar Shack tonight. Do you think she'll go home by the light of the full moon, or maybe sunrise? What will her mom say? Tune in again for our next episode of 47 Years Later and find out.
Well, here we are with an episode of Things That Make You Think. We've done this before, but I never get tired of it because it's so much fun. Diana, why don't you lead us off, baby?
I have a good one for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
And all you listeners out there, I double dog dare you to not write this down after I say it to see for yourself. Are you ready?
Yep, yeah, ready.
Okay. The word swims upside down is still swims.
I just did it, and it's true.
Yep.
And those M's and W's, the kids are always reversing them. Absolutely.
No, I didn't think she was lying, but I just wanted to see how it felt to do it. It was awesome.
Well, she wanted to see how it felt to do it. Okay, never mind.
Okay, Terry.
Okay.
You got one.
100 years ago, everyone owned a horse, and only the rich had cars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today, everyone has cars, and only the rich own horses.
That's true.
Isn't that cool? Well, wouldn't you love to own a horse?
No.
Well, a racehorse if it was winning.
Oh, racehorse, yes. God bless
you. Thank
you.
That was the horse sneezing.
It was hay fever. I was getting hay fever from my horse. Little did you know.
How rich you are.
How rich I am.
Well, you know, I'm on this, I have all these groups on Facebook that I'm on, and there's one that's a Facebook group for people that have had hip replacements that own horses.
Oh, my God.
They what?
Yeah.
They have a Facebook page for everyone.
There's a group for that. Yeah, there truly
is. I love
that.
There's a group for that.
And you know, most of them, though, live in Europe, I find. Most of the people that own horses who have had hip replacements that are in this group. But
it's a prerequisite, right?
We got to call Beezy and she's had a hip replacement. Get a horse.
But you got to
move to Europe.
Because you're worried. He's like, can I muck the stall? Can I change a shoe? Can I stride over? If you have a wide-bodied horse, can you get your leg over? I mean, these are questions.
I'm worried about that straddling.
You know, the straddle is important.
All I can say is
save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're moving on. Erica.
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes, okay. It is.
Okay, how about this? Your future self is watching you right now through your memories.
Well, that's kind of weird.
Oh, yeah.
Think about
it,
ladies.
That's kind of weird.
Total Twilight Zone.
Okay, yeah. So how would that work?
My future self is telling me.
You know, my future self is going to look back on me now and go, what were you thinking? You weren't fat. What was your problem? That's what my future self is going to be doing.
My future self is saying, lose weight, goddammit. What's wrong with you? It's not that hard. You know how to do it.
Yeah, but I always do that with photos. I look back and go, oh, I didn't look old then. I didn't look fat then. But you think so now.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you were as fat as when you thought you were fat before?
Do you know what?
Yeah,
listen,
absolutely.
When Lee and I had the band, we were like, both of us, either 120, 125, and we mm-hmm. thought we were fat.
Right.
Holy shit. Look at me now.
What you wouldn't do to be 120 again. Yeah.
Oh, God. All right. Oh, it's my turn.
Well, I think the future self, though, talks about more than just how much you weigh.
My future self is going, Beth, God damn it, lose the weight. That's
well,
what
about your future might say, Beth, if you only played that machine, you would have
yes.
loved to do that. Oh. Never leave the casino.
All right. You want to know? Let me tell you a quick story here. This leaves me out.
Sorry.
When I was first with Grady, mm-hmm. okay, I said to him one morning, listen, I got a feeling. I got to go play this machine, okay? And I knew right where it was, right at the end of the sports book bar. It's like a machine.
You know, when you said, I got a feeling, he was not expecting to hear, and I got to go play a machine.
Right.
Okay.
So what happens? He's farting around for an hour. I'm like, come on, I got to go, I got to go. He's farting around for an hour. We finally get in the car. We go over. We're walking past the bar. At the time, we knew all the bartenders because he was drinking a lot of Budweiser back in the day. And the guy goes, Grady's like, before we go to the machine, we got to have a beer. Fuck. I want to get to the machine. It's like 20 feet from me. So I stop at the bar, and the bartender says, hey, did you hear about that guy? What guy? The guy that hit that machine over there. Which machine? It is my machine.
How
the guy
long
hit
ago?
It for 350 an hour ago. Hit it for $350,000.
Wow. So what did that teach you?
It teach me don't listen to Grady. Get your ass to the casino. Okay, it's my turn now.
Talking about not listening to people. What happened next?
The doctors that told Stephen Hawking that he had 2 years to live in 1953 probably are dead. Well, maybe we shouldn't have read this because poor Stephen Hawking did die a few months ago.
He did.
Yeah, in 2018.
Yeah, look how old was Stephen Hawking when he died?
Oh, he was, I just... Better Google that and check that out.
Check that out
sure.
on the internet, please. But look, but this is 1953. Okay, this is 2018.
1953, they told him 2 years.
He made it to 76.
Listen to this.
To
how
internet.
Freaky is this? I was born in 52. They told him this in 53 when I was 1 year old, and he just died this year when I'm 66.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I guess they were not very good doctors.
Guess not.
Not very accurate, at least.
Okay.
All right, Diana,
last
your
but
turn.
Not least, and this is going to be another one. Friends out there, you can get two of your friends and try this one, too.
Okay.
Oh, didn't that sound good? Ooh. You can get two of your friends and try this one, too. Okay, never mind.
Is this is a ménage à trois?
Yeah. Rock, paper, scissors, if you like going to its game, you're going to play it. But intentionally losing a game of rock, paper, and scissors is just as hard as trying to win it.
Ooh.
Oh.
Do you think that's true?
I think we ought to test that theory, don't you?
You have to.
I do, too.
All right. We're going to test it. I say let's wind things up with some bloopers from some of our segments today.
She thought watching out for her little sister years ago was difficult, but as it turns out, keeping an eye on a teenage pickup. Well, I never do this. I just totally lost it.
Good, we got an outtake for you for a change.
Oh my gosh.
He's so excited that you're awake. Shit.
It's contagious. That's, that gets started. It's contagious, like a bad attitude. Right, bad attitudes are contagious.
There we go. There we go. He's so excited. He's.
What was wrong with that?
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Okay. Okay, put it together, Beth. Okay. Sugar Shack, I never heard any of this. No, Sugar Shack, my little... let me do it again.
And it all started that night under the pier when little Gretchen here said, baby, you love the beach so much, you should own it.
Wait a minute, do it again, because you tripped on the word Gidget.
What?
You have to get cologne from the Amazon? Well, we used to get it at... let's try again.
Hold on, Beth.
Yeah.
On your pickup, when you did the "and you aren't fat, you weigh 120 pounds, you forgot at all.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Jeez. Okay, this is going to be a lot of editing.
Sorry.
I'm almost ready to start over. We're only on page 3, but I like the outtakes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.